Well, long last fall, I was going down to the county seat to send Ford. That poor dear Jim lost him, but he must go along. He said maybe he could get a job being a witness, seeing as how I was on the jury. Well, we got down there, and I said, Jim, where are we going to stop? I mean, this county seat is so long, I don't know none of the taverns. And Jim said, well, I got a friend over here. He's got a hotel. His name is Buck. Let's go over to the Buck House and stop. Jim was just crazy to get into the Buck House. Well, we went over there, and he introduced me to Mr. Buck and Lady Buck and all of the little Bucks. And they took us upstairs and showed us into a room. Jim got to looking around. That's a pretty good bed, Buck. Well, then we went down to supper, and Jim got to eat, and he said, I'm a little hungry. I'll have another potato, Buck. And I said, I'm a little thirsty. You can give me a glass of water, Buck. Well, after supper, Buck was out in the backyard chopping up some kindling for the next morning, and up come a thunderstorm, and Jim went out. He said, I guess you better come in the house or you'll get struck by lightning, Buck. Well, he took the little Buck kid and come into the house, and we was all stuck around talking. Jim says, I guess this is the worst thunderstorm we've had since last June, Buck. Well, we all got ready, went upstairs, and I heard a noise out in the hall, and I looked out, and my guys, there was a hired gal, a kissing Buck. Well, I just felt the conclusion he was a pretty fly, old Buck. And the next morning, I went over to the house, and they wouldn't let me serve on the jury. They said the years I had just got out of the Buck House. Well, I went back to get Jim, the constable. He said Jim had been drinking a lot of Buck juice and fucking up and acting out and carrying on, and he guessed for God's sake, keep him in the Buck House.